This segment of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Arizona Party Rental and Cool Breeze Air Solutions.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
And good morning, everybody. This is Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronson. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, events, history, and culture to make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jeffrey.
Yeehaw, Fred. Yeehaw.
And we invite people to visit us at fredandjeff.com. Follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. And you can even subscribe to this tome of wisdom and entertainment on iTunes. Now, Jeffrey.
Now, Fred.
We just enjoyed quite the holiday.
Yeah, Winter Haven Festival of Lights last week, fantastic. Christmas, wonderful. I'm totally tamale'd out. I don't think I could have another tamale until tomorrow.
Well, I just had one this morning. I had a breakfast tamale with a Bloody Maria.
Ugh.
And some blue cheese stuffed olives.
I thought your New Year's resolution was to give up tequila.
No, that's some crack-induced hallucination that you must have had, because I would never give up tequila and or cigars. As a matter of fact, I was having lunch with one of my dear friends from, you know, John Sweeney. I've known John since like kindergarten.
He's your dear friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only dear friend you have. No, you said one of my, and that means that you have multiple dear friends. But I think John would be the only one.
Maybe the only one.
And I would like to thank John for being your dear friend. Because without John, what would you do?
Well, I told him, you know, I just had my physical after 5 decades.
Oh, boy, there was some crack showing
of,
that one.
Of life in this, on this universe.
Yes. And how was that with Dr.
Aguilar?
Dr. Aguilar. Hey, how's old Louis doing?
He is. You know, I love the guy. You and I have known him for years. Worked with him.
Right.
And, you know, it's very funny when your physician tells you need to lose some weight.
Why is that funny?
Because he's about 3 stone. He's got a couple extra pounds on him, too.
Oh, yeah. I bet you his physician tells him to lose a couple pounds.
I don't know if he has one.
Well, he
physician,
is one.
Heal thyself.
Right, exactly.
But, you know, so it's always funny. But I told him if any of my future, you know, if I have any health issues, if it requires me to stop smoking cigars or stop drinking tequila.
It's the old Mark Twain line, right?
Yeah. If there are no cigars in heaven, I shall not go.
Right.
So if my health plan doesn't include cigars, I shall not follow
it.
Well,
you know, Fred, funny enough,
yes,
I understand that with these Obamacare plans, they cover everything. Oh, a little levity for the show there.
Do you want to talk about Obamacare?
No, sir.
Do you want to talk about how you, once that insurance helps navigate?
Single-handedly helped everyone in Tucson find a health plan?
Pretty much.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Though we did help a lot of people, but that was pretty rough. So anyway, let's keep going on the show.
All right, so
because we have New Year's resolutions to talk about today, right?
Let's start a resolution.
Yes,
that we'll have a quality radio show.
You know, we are going to have a quality radio show, and to along those lines, we're going to introduce a new friend to the show.
Okay.
Starting in 2014.
Okay.
Her name is Lauren.
I know Lauren.
Yep, Lauren. And we're going to start sending Lauren out to all kinds of fun events. She's going to hang out at Club Congress. She's going to hang out at all kinds of things that we talk about.
So
to give us, you know, hey, what happened? How was that event? Was it as fun as they said it was? And I'm sure Lauren will be reporting back.
So all the things, for years now, for 3.5 years, we've been talking about all these great things going on in our hometown.
And we've only taken the people that are actually putting them on. We've taken their word for it. Now we'll have a spy there to make sure that it's good times.
So when we talk about Winter Haven, we need somebody to go out to make sure it's actually happening.
Well, you and I did that last week, so that's a bad example.
Okay, so if we
how about Happy Tuesdays? Or how about the Arizona International Film Festival? Or how about...
Yeah, because those people just come on the show, pretend that they're doing something.
For all we know.
Because just their media attention whores and want to be on the radio.
So
but they're
our
not
new,
really doing things.
So instead of our new tagline being the people, places, events, culture, and history that make Tucson a great place to live, our new tagline is going to be the Fred and Jeff Show. Trust but verify.
Okay, we'll do that. All right, so we're going to trust and verify with Lauren then.
Yes, Lauren, we can trust her. We can. you know, she's trustworthy.
Where does the trust and verify end? We're going to have to follow up with her?
When we get pictures.
Okay.
All right. So pictures and sound bites we'll be trusting and verifying.
Okay.
And, you know, she's a kid. She's a, you know, student at the U of A. You know, you gotta take those kids' word.
Yeah, but she could be drunk in a gutter somewhere and maybe
maybe some of the friends that her dad hangs out with, but definitely not Lauren.
It'll be radio theater. They'll sit around the common room of the dorm and come up with an event, and then we'll put it on the air.
Yes. So let's move on, Fred. Shall
we? All right. Here we go.
So there's lots of stuff going on, okay. And as a matter of fact, once again, we're trying to trick you folks out there that it's not really Sunday morning. It's Sunday morning where you are, but where we are, it's the day after Christmas.
It's Boxing Day.
It's Boxing Day, and we're at the Congress Hotel.
Say it right. What kind of a Tucsonan are you? We're at Hotel Congress.
Oh, we're at Hotel Congress.
Down on beautiful Congress Street.
Do you think the people out there knew what I was talking about?
No, because they...
Mom?
Mom.
We need a little, yeah, Mom knows.
No, she gets confused easily.
So we're at the Congress Hotel. Or as Fred affectionately calls it, Hotel Congress.
Okay.
And we're talking about all the fun things that are going to happen.
We should go outside and look at the marquee and see what it says.
I guarantee you it says Congress.
No, it says Hotel Congress.
So there you have it. Trust but verify.
Oh, we'll post a picture.
Yep, there you go. Just so, you know, we can... matter of fact, you told me you were going to get a tattoo in 2014.
No,
maybe
I did
that's
not.
What you're going to get
I
a tattoo
I did not do
of.
That.
Fred, when are you going to stop lying to your little brother?
Never.
Okay. So one of the fun things that are happening for New Year's is the Tucson Young Professionals are having their Resolution 2014 party at A Loft, the new property right there at Speedway and Campbell. That looks like a lot of fun.
Well, it's the reimagined property at Campbell and Speedway.
Right. So it's a division of the W Hotels, and it's Tucson's highest demanded New Year's Eve event. Now,
According to them,
yeah.
Yeah, no, there are other events that we're going to be talking about that are going to be the highest demanded.
Yeah, so alongside 300 of Tucson's young professionals, you should go to A Loft. So that's going to be a fun thing to do for New Year's.
Will they have tequila and cigars?
Yes.
You don't know that.
Well, I'm just trying to help them out, Fred.
Because I know I'm going to be somewhere where I can smoke a cigar,
yeah,
and enjoy fine tequila. And I think I'm pretty much zeroing in on it right now.
Might that be Anthony's Cigar Emporium?
No, come on. All right, so it's time for a break, I think.
I think you're right. So, folks, stick around. I'm going to tighten Fred up during this commercial break, and we'll be back for more here on The Fred and Jeff Show.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Barker Morrissey Contractors, Casa de la Luz Hospice, and the Downtown Tucson Partnership.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
Hi, folks. I'm here, Fred Ronstadt, at the Fred and Jeff Show, celebrating the people, places, and all sorts of great stuff here in Tucson. Here's my little brother, Jeffrey. Aloha, Tucson!
Aloha, that's it. That's it.
Okay.
Aloha, Tucson.
We need some practice here.
Yeah, what is that?
So this is the Fred and Jeff Show.
Isn't it?
No.
We're in town down Tucson, yeah?
No, that's close. That's close.
Congress
Hotel. So this is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're celebrating the people, the places, events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful. And we invite people to visit us at fredandjeff.com, where they can check out old shows, take a gander at all the pictures that we take of our guests and the shenanigans we get ourselves into. And... What else do we do?
Well, gosh, they could support our advertisers.
They could support our advertisers.
But mostly, if you want to hear some of the old shows, some great information about our neighborhood, you know, the place where you live, check out the website. So, Fred, there's a lot of stuff going on for New Year's.
There is. And
we're on the big New Year's show.
Yeah, and we're sitting in the lobby of Hotel Congress in the heart of our downtown, a place where we love being. And One of the things going on this New Year's Eve has to do with Happy Tuesdays. We're talking about Happy Tuesdays.
Now, what is Happy Tuesdays?
Well, it's Tuesday. You know, Wednesday is like, well, let's say Monday. Monday, everybody's grumpy because, you know, it's Monday and they're going back to work and, you know, they're
working. You can't trust Mondays, right?
You can't trust Mondays. Wednesdays are hump day. Thursdays.
You can take that several ways.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Thursdays, you know, you never know about Thursdays. And Fridays are always TGI Fridays.
Right.
But Thursdays, it's the day to be happy.
Tuesday. Oh, okay.
Tuesday is the day to be happy. And in order to help accommodate that, there is Happy Tuesdays at the Loft Cinemas.
And what happens?
I don't know. That's why we have Mike Sterner and Bridget Thumb to talk about Happy Tuesday. So, kids, what's going on with Happy Tuesdays?
Well, Happy Tuesdays is four monthly shows that happen at the Loft to make up sort of a weekly show. So it's like a different show every Tuesday of the month. And the shows are
The first Tuesday of the month is Behind the Screens with an improv group called Slow Clap. Yeah, hilarious guys.
Really, and gals.
Well, mostly guys. But yeah, sometimes there's gals, but mostly guys.
That's okay. So ironic.
And what they do is they pretend that they were the cast of some crazy, you know, movie. And then, you know, it's usually some, like, movie you've never seen. And then they improvise an interview based on clips from the movie, and it's pretty entertaining. There's a bar out there, opens at 8, and we sit on the patio, and it's homey.
And then the show starts at 9.
Starts at 9, goes till 10. The second Tuesday of the month is Mike Sterner.
So my show, up until this month, was a storytelling show, but it was like I would tell a story and I would get people from the audience to share their stories, but then there was a month when no one wanted to talk.
Oh, that's going to make it
that hard. That was a rough hour to get through.
So that was a quick show.
It was. Yeah, if it weren't for the technical problems, it would have not filled out the hour. There were plenty of those, and it helped. But no, so next month, in January, my show's, it's called Tell Me Something Good. That's what it was called and will be called, and it's going to be a talk show. And I'll do a monologue. I'll have people come on, comedians, musicians, interview them, have them perform a little.
Maybe have a radio talk show host come on.
Probably.
Exactly. Live talk show.
Or their brothers might come on instead. But
I could give you the inside skinny on Fred. But that would probably take about a minute.
It is pretty skinny.
There's a lot of talk. There's pillow talk. There's table talk. It's a live talk show. Everything's open.
So that's what Tuesday is.
We have digital media too. I mean, there's projectors and screens, so we're able to watch videos and pull things up on the fly. It's really fun. Third Tuesday is Henry Barajas' Viva La Viral, which he does just that. He shows different viral videos from people around town, their favorite ones, and then the audience submits suggestions. It's very interactive and fun. It's kind of like a clubhouse vibe. But the fourth Tuesday, that's the night you want to go out.
Well, this month.
This month, the fourth Tuesday has passed.
So we pushed her back to the fifth Tuesday.
Well, the fourth Tuesday was Christmas Eve.
Correct.
Yeah.
So everyone was at church for a Christmas Eve service.
Eating tamales.
It's the night before hump day, you know.
That's right. Yeah.
So, but the fourth Tuesday is now the fifth Tuesday of this month is going to be Lonely Hearts Club, and that is with your hostess?
Bridget Thumb.
Oh,
from
is she
Tucsonia.
Nice?
Yes.
Oh, tell us about her.
She's an Arizonian.
Is she an Arizonian?
Yes.
Nice.
So what do we know about her?
Oh, gosh. Well, I like to give advice. I love to give advice, and I love to make people watch videos. So we combine those things.
This isn't like a scene out of A Clockwork Orange, is it?
Well, we have those little eye guys.
We can get that for you.
Yeah, those are available at the merch table.
Right.
But what you can do is you can write me letters with your problems, real or imaginary, and I will help you. And then I will give you a video dedication, much like Delilah meets Martha Quinn.
That sounds super fun.
So you get sage advice.
Yeah, and I bring my couch from home so that everyone can feel comfortable.
Wait, is this the couch that the cat sits on all the time?
I don't have a cat.
Oh, okay. Different couch.
There is a pillow that sits on the couch all the time.
Okay, but it doesn't leave hair on your jeans.
No shedding.
Okay, good.
No shedding.
Good. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is fun. And everyone loves it. They say it's great. They say it's uplifting.
Wait.
Is this the word on the street?
That's the word on the street. You can trust that.
All right.
I heard her say this out on the street earlier, so that's right.
Like, I went to that show. It was really good.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, Lauren, you've got your first assignment.
Oh, yeah, she'll be there.
Yeah, actually,
On New Year's Eve, we're having an accordion player, a ukulele player, musical guest. It's going to be a bigger, better show. It's going to be indoors in the new theater.
So the show starts at 9, and we're going to stretch it out to 11 when the midnight feature for The Loft starts, which is, I believe, Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
So you're going to stretch it out to 11 when the midnight feature starts?
Yeah, yes. It's going to be a double show, double prizes.
They have an hour of whatever before actually start the movie.
I thought we were losing an hour there.
No, we don't do
daylight savings time?
New Year's savings, yeah.
New Year's Day, I like that. So there'll be no ball dropping at The Loft?
we'll have to see if some of the younger participants may get a little excited and there may be something.
We'll leave that up to Mr. Slutz. He's going to drop a ball later. So,
ouch.
All right. Well, good. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Thank you, sir.
Something fun to do for 2014.
Now, this is the interesting thing. So if people wanted to come to the Happy Tuesdays to the Lonely Hearts Club, it's free.
Yeah, it's really good comedy, too. I mean, it's uplifting. It makes people feel better about their sad, depressing lives. It's fun.
That's right. I actually wrote a letter to Bridget.
Yeah,
I got some really good advice.
What was the letter, Fred?
I can't say on the air.
Can you just give us
it had to do with penguins and houseplants.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It was a love affair gone awry.
Clearly. All right, that's very cool.
I thought the advice was really good, and I was highly entertained.
And what was the advice?
I can't say that either.
Yeah, you have to be there. You had to be there.
Yes, you.
I
will be there.
Experiential advice.
You can't can it. You just got to go.
Yeah, plus it all makes sense because not only do you get advice, but you get a video that makes it all come together.
Oh, you get a take-home video too?
Yeah, it's really well thought out. We spend a lot of time on these things.
Good for you
guys. We care. We care about Tucson. It's community comedy outreach.
Now we got it all. Community comedy outreach. We're going to have to add that to the tagline.
That's right.
The people, places, events, comedy, and culture to make Tucson a great place to live. I love that.
We're here for you.
All right. Thank you so much.
Happy Tuesdays is free, and then I'm sure there's some kind of entry fee if you want to go see the Holy Grail.
Right?
Yeah.
So, that's a fun thing.
There's some lovely fields down here.
It is a silly place. Some fun things to do on New Year's.
That's good. All right. Well, thanks, guys.
Awesome. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. Keep up the good work.
All right. So, we're going to be back in a few minutes to talk about other wonderful things.
And there are lots of them for New Year's.
On New Year's Eve.
So, folks, stick around for more here on The Fred and Jeff Show.
Fred Jeff Show is brought to you by H&S Garden Service, Mayfield Florist, and Arizona Party Rental.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
This is Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother Jeffrey.
Howdy, Fred.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture.
Comedy. Don't forget comedy.
Of Tucson, Southern Arizona. And we invite you to visit us at fredandjeff.com. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and even subscribe to this tome of wisdom and entertainment on iTunes. Now, Jeffrey, we're sitting here in the lobby of the historic Hotel Congress, just enjoying a fine Boxing Day afternoon, even though this is being broadcast on Sunday.
Right.
So with us is our maven of downtown.
Where?
Where? Right next to me.
Oh.
Did you think he meant something else?
Or someone else?
People usually only don't speak that kindly to me to my face or behind my back these times. So I get a little confused every once in a while.
So this is Caitlin Jensen from the Tucson Downtown Partnership.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me on.
And you know what? I missed you last time you were on the show.
And you weren't there.
Yeah, and Jeff said that he treated you very poorly, and I apologize for that.
Well, better than the beating I usually take, so it's all right. We had a lot of fun on the last show.
Oh, good.
We actually just got done with the downtown Parade of Lights. It was amazing.
Yeah, that was very sparkly.
Yes, it was very sparkly. It was over in the historic Armory Park neighborhood. It was such a blast, such a wonderful community event.
You know, I was over at the Tucson Symphony Orchestra had their Magic of the Holidays concert.
Yes.
Hey, Fred, is it true that you portrayed Santa Claus at the TSO, one of the TSO performances this year?
I know Santa Claus appeared at the Tucson Symphony Orchestra holiday concert series and conducted the orchestra.
And might that have been Fred, Santa's little helper?
No, that was Santa Claus, Jeffrey.
Oh, interesting.
Santa Claus was at the music hall.
And was his nickname Fred?
No, it was Santa.
Back to Caitlin.
Hi. So Jeff, tell us the truth. Did he? And are there photos?
Well, there's no photos.
See, you can't photo Santa Claus.
No, that's vampires.
Close enough.
All right. So anyways, right. Caitlin. So there's the beautiful Parade of Lights.
Beautiful Parade of Lights.
That lit up our downtown.
Lit up the downtown, and we're incredibly grateful for all the wonderful entries and our sponsors like Carondelet and KXCI, who are just awesome.
Wonderful.
But wanted to look forward to New Year's, which is, can you believe it's the new year?
Two days
week?
Away.
Can you believe that?
Two, 3 days away.
That's insane. It's absolutely insane.
Yeah, 2013 just flew by.
It did.
And
I think we should say goodbye in style with some of our downtown events coming up in the new year.
That's an awesome idea.
Wow, what a concept. I love this. It's almost like we planned this or something.
Wow. So, no, this is crazy because literally Jeff and I, we went to the Cup for lunch, and you guys were just sitting out here in the lobby. So we said, hey, I just so happen to have a tape recorder. Let's do a show.
Excuse me, Fred. Fred. For the sake of honesty, because I don't like it when you lie to our listeners.
Okay, so Caitlin.
Especially Mom. We were not at the Cup. You were at Thunder Canyon.
Yeah, I was with Thunder Canyon with John Sweeney.
Right. With your friend. Remember, we had already talked about that earlier in the show.
Okay, this is theater of the mind, Jeff.
I understand that, Fred. But let's try to broaden our horizons a little bit and tell the truth.
At least internally consistent lies.
Well, exactly. And
what's the fun of that?
Resolution.
That could have been. See that.
Fred,
that could have been. Okay. That could have been a trivia question for the roses today. Is tell us where Fred screwed up in the consistency. Like where
but
did?
Then we'd have so many winners.
Well, we have a continuity issue.
Okay, so then
that's not. So I'm talking to Caitlin now.
Hello, Caitlin.
Hello, how are you guys?
Fabulous. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
So,
anything fun going on down here for New Year?
Of course.
Give us a hint.
One of the coolest new venues that's coming up in downtown, this wonderful renovated old warehouse, is Whistle Stop Depot. And I don't know if you've seen it yet. It's just absolutely gorgeous. They'll be having a fantastic New Year's Eve salsa party with live entertainment from Tucson's Latin All-Stars. So the tickets will be $40 and includes a free drink, salsa, dance instruction, and a champagne toast.
Now, did you say salsa or did you say seltzer?
Salsa.
Okay, gotcha.
Seltzers for the morning after.
Got it.
Yes.
All right, I like that.
Yes, we have this all planned. So another wonderful event is coming up at the Rialto Theater, and we just happened to bump into Chris from the Rialto, who probably can speak a lot better about it than I could.
All right, so Chris, you're here from the Rialto Theater, and you were just hanging out here in the lobby of Hotel Congress.
Well, I kind of hang out here a lot.
Were you having lunch at the Cup?
In all honesty,
please.
Yes, I probably eat here what 2-3 times a week. Mm-hmm. I see him here all the time.
Who's him?
Oh,
this is radio,
David,
you know.
David Sluice. Otherwise known as Slootsy.
Slootsy.
Yeah.
I like
but,
that.
Yeah.
You know, that's not what they called him back at South Point.
Oh, probably not.
No, Sir Slootsy. Mr. Slootsy.
Mr. Slootsy.
I know they call you Sir Slootsy Lot. So anyhow.
No, I come in here a lot. I'm actually quite fond of the hash. And when I say hash, it's not of the Turkish variety.
Right.
It's of the corned beef variety.
All right. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
And that's good hash.
It is good hash.
So what's going on at the Rialto?
Well, we have our Lucha Libre Año Nuevo. I can't speak today.
We'll say that three times fast.
Yeah, I can't. Lucha Libre, which is Mexican wrestling, and Sergio Mendoza y La Orquesta with Salvador Duran, who's awesome, will be playing the night. And we actually have a full-scale wrestling ring and Mexican wrestlers. And so Lucha Libre, which is free fighting, not, you know, not Lucha Libre.
So this is what Fred and I usually do. Free fighting.
Yeah.
Take this, Fred.
Yeah. So that'll be going on. I mean, you know, anybody who's a fan of Mambo or Cumbia or you know, old school Tito Puente kind of Cuban music would love Sergio if you don't already know him and love him. And Salvador Duran, he's playing with him. He's awesome too. He plays here frequently in Congress.
Nice.
And so they'll be, you know, the full, they've got like an orchestra. There's like, you know, 20 people on stage with horn sections and everything. And then there'll also be Mexican wrestling going on. And so you can.
So is this like wrestling during the show? During the songs?
They're wrestling. They got the masks on and everything. Yeah. So it's going to be.
I can't.
It's going to be. I know. It's going to be crazy.
That's crazy.
It will be crazy.
That's a heck of a way to bring in 2014.
I know. Well, you
body know, slams and
yeah,
salsa.
You got to body slam the new year. Yeah.
How many people can y'all fit in the Rialto?
Oh, you need about 1,300 people.
Even with the wrestling ring in there?
Well, I might cut down a little bit, but well over 1,000. Yeah.
Wow, that's right. Yeah. How do folks get tickets?
Well, they can go to rialtotheater.com, and that's theater with an R-E. I always say that's the British theater, you know, it's theater. Anyway, so it's rialtotheater.com, and you can get tickets online there, or you can stop by our box office any day up until New Year's now, anywhere from 12 to 6 p.m.
Now, other than this amazing New Year's party. Yeah. What else you guys got cooking at the Rialto?
I gotta look because I can never remember. I've got too many dates in my head. Yeah, so we've got also this month we have Johnny Lang on the 8th, who, I mean, if he's kind of known as a blues kind of guitar virtuoso. We've got AFI on the 10th, which is, you know, that's hardcore punk for you younger people out there. And then Carla Bonoff on the 16th, young Dubliners on the 17th.
Oh, they're fun.
Yeah, and then Fab Four is on, hold on, the 18th, and that's a Beatles tribute act, and they are awesome. I saw them last year.
Now, is this the guy, the Paul McCartney, who lives, his mom lives in Tucson?
Well, I think Paul McCartney still has a home here, but
the guy who plays the
role. Oh, I don't know, but I know they all dress up. You feel like you're kind of at a Beatles concert, circa 67. It's pretty good. And then what else? Oh, and then along those lines, we have Arrival from Sweden at the end of the month, which is a ABBA tribute band, and they're supposed
ABBA
to be
ABBA tribute band.
They're actually two members of the band were in the original ABBA, and they're supposedly awesome. And I just saw their stage plot, which is huge. I mean, they've got like timpanis and pianos and xylophones, and I think that'll be pretty fun.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah.
So now you booked the acts for the Rialto?
Well, me along with Curtis McCurry.
And we had Curtis on the show a while ago, not too long ago, but a little while ago we had Curtis on the show.
Yeah.
How do you guys come up with these acts?
Well, it means a combination of things. There's several things. Sometimes agents who book tours for bands know about us and will contact us. Sometimes one of us will see that, hey, so-and-so's got a new album out, which means they'll probably be touring. I'll contact them. Just various different ways. But and so, you know, it's like, then we make the deals and get the bands. So
that's
they
great.
Usually want way more than we think they're worth. And then we dicker,
grind them down
a little bit.
A little bit
and then come up with a price and bring them to town.
That's great. Good for you guys. You guys always have a great slate of acts coming into town.
Oh, thanks.
Really appreciate what you
thanks.
Guys do.
We think we're doing pretty good, too. We want to do better, though. So we're working to have, we're doing a big, like, what'd you say, a big Smackdown or something? We're going to try to get way more bands in here in 2014.
Good for you. All right. So what's the 2014 New Year's resolution?
I guess something about tequila and cigars.
Oh, you too, huh?
No. Actually, I'm more just scotch and hot dogs.
You know what I think would be a
quite
great,
interesting.
Yeah.
I'd give those two up as well.
A great boon for the Rialto Theater, and I might suggest it to Hotel Congress too, is to have the little Orbit donuts. The machine that makes little donuts, and you can watch them go from dough to dropped in the oil, and then they flip, and then they put sugar on them, and they sell them right there. I think that would be a wonderful asset for the Rialto.
Fred?
I'll look into that.
Yeah, didn't Dr. Aguilar tell you need to lose some weight for the new year? Instead, you're trying to get these guys to have donut machines for you?
What's wrong with that?
I don't know. We could do those penny machines like they have at Six Flags and...
Oh yeah, you put in squish a penny.
Yeah, so you spend
a dollar to squish a
51
penny.
51 cents to mess up a penny. Yeah,
that's a good deal right there.
Yeah, it's a money maker.
Yeah, you'll be just rolling in the quarters, rolling in.
Awesome. All right, folks, we are down here at Hotel Congress.
And this is the Fred and Jeff Show.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. We got to take a quick break, our last break of the hour. And when we come back, we'll have more fun things going on for your New Year's, so stick around.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Power Woman Investing, Ronstadt Insurance, and 1702 Craft Beer and Pizza.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show on 104.1 The Truth.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we're celebrating the people, the places, events, history, culture, and comedy.
Yep.
That make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful.
That's right, Fred.
And Jeffrey, we invite people to visit us at FredandJeff.com. And there's stuff that, you know, usually at the beginning of the show we talk about community calendar things. But since this is sort of the Happy New Year's show, we've been talking about the stuff that's going on New Year's Eve. But we do have a couple of things that you and I are directly involved with coming into the new year.
Yeah, one we both agreed to. The other one you kind of sucked me into. But I'm on board now.
Yeah, you're especially since you got gear for it.
Yeah, you got me some cool duds.
So the first thing is Beads of Courage, and this is a program that we've talked about before. We've had Gene Brook on, who is the executive director. And what happens is kids who are going through life-changing illnesses are introduced into this program where every time they get some sort of procedure, an office visit, anything happens to them, they get a bead to commemorate that
their
event.
Courage. Right.
The courage
event.
They also have these special beads called courage beads, which if they have something especially traumatic, if there was a procedure that went poorly or, you know, didn't go, something that they really had to face the challenge, they get a special bead. And we are part of a program called Carry a Bead. And if you go to beadsofcourage.org and sign up for this program, you can actually carry a bead for one of these kids. And you write them a note saying, I was climbing Mount Everest and I was thinking about you, and here's a special bead for you.
Or how about I was at the Lucha Libre Salsa Fest at the Rialto carrying the bead, had the time of my life, and I'm thinking about you.
I did a 5K walk and did something and was thinking about you.
Yeah, so any really memorable moment in your life, doesn't have to be climbing Mount Everest per se, but it could be anything that's special, you know, by carrying a bead. And
I was playing in the park.
There you go.
I was thinking about you hope that you'll be able to come play in the park one day.
So, folks, go to, Fred, where can they go to get their beads?
Beadsofcourage.org, and it's called Carry a Bead Program. And this is something I'm going to be carrying a bead to, Jeffrey, is the Hard Charge. It's a obstacle course, 4 miles, 20 obstacles, and always an awesome party. And this is on March 29th.
Right. So, folks, you got to start getting ready for this bad boy, because it'll be a lot tougher than the Beat Cancer Boot Camp, right?
Oh, yeah. And this is going to be in Tucson. It supports the Children's Miracle Network, TMC for Children, and it's going to be a great event. And Jeff, you and I will be putting a team together as we get closer. We actually got some really cool racing gear from our friends at X Racewear, and we'll be talking about them along the way as well.
Right, and folks, you'll be hearing us talk about these two events in the coming weeks as well. But
right now we have...
Yeah, if you can support these events, that would be great.
Well, we have some fun things going on in our own downtown this week. This Tuesday is New Year's Eve, and we are sitting in the lobby, the beautiful lobby, the fully restored lobby of the Hotel Congress in downtown Tucson. And with us, as you know, we are blessed once a month, is the beautiful and vivacious Caitlin Jensen from the Tucson Downtown Partnership.
Hi.
So, Caitlin, you know, we've been talking, we talked about the Rialto, we talked about some fun stuff going on down the street at the Fox Theater. I'm sorry, at the Loft Theater. But we have one last thing we want to talk about.
Yes, we do. And I want to encourage everybody, if you want to come down for New Year's, check out our website, downtowntucson.org, for a full list of events and where to park, how to get around, and how to get safely home after the celebrations.
Because we'll have taxis available.
Absolutely. There'll be taxis, pedicabs, everything that you possibly need to get home safe. So we want to make sure that that's taken care of. But before you get home safe, we want you to have fun. And to talk about one of the ways you can do that, we have a gentleman here named, I believe it's Slootsy.
Sir Slootsalot.
My good friend David Sluice from the Hotel Congress.
Hey, David, how are you doing?
Great, guys. How are you?
Excellent.
Really good. Thanks for asking.
Good. So,
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too, and Merry Post-Christmas and all that.
Thanks.
So
what's going on here for New Year's?
Well, it's a big one this year. I mean, we always do a big party. This year, we have the NYC, the New York theme. And we got this idea last year when we did a Studio 54 theme and built the largest North American disco ball. It's a 12-foot diameter deal.
Wasn't that a Guinness?
We would have won the Guinness, but they didn't allow the Mylar we used. We didn't use actual mirrors because we didn't want to accidentally fall on the people with giant shards of mirror. So we used Mylar, and they discounted us. Although it is still a terrifically large, shiny, big thing that'll spin around over the audience, the whole plaza that night. So that's pretty cool. But anyway, part of it, we have a crane, and this thing just loops over everyone. And you'll see it all around downtown, all the lights hitting it. It's an amazing deal. And so the outside's going to be Studio 54. Inside the club's going to be CBGB's. Then we have a Harlem jazz club as our VIP. We have the Rockettes. We have a hot dog vendor. We have an old Frank Sinatra guy. We have all sorts of New York things as our theme. It's going to be like three shows in one that night. A Talking Heads band, not the real Talking Heads, but this one from California that does this perfect replication of them in the CBGB's club. So it's live music, dance music, just jazz, everything.
So are they going to do the whole Stop Making Sense concert?
I don't know. They're going to do something special that night, though. They're an active Talking Heads cover band, if you can imagine that. They do it. So they do a terrific job of it. So it's a pretty cool deal. So they'll have the suits and stuff, I think.
Wow, the big shoulder suits.
Yeah,
love
that. Right.
That's awesome. So how many folks you...
We limit our tickets to 1,000. We went to 1,500 on years. Is too many, so we always limit to 1,000, and it always sells out, regardless of what the most demanded New Year's show at the old Plaza Hotel says. I think after we sell out ours and the Lucha Labor's done, they might go over to that place. But but downtown will be hopping for sure. It's a pretty good deal. And, you know, we've just struck this deal with Uber. You know Uber, the new car, this fancy new, it's all the rage and all. It's like a cab company, but they're going to give a lot of free rides that night, too. It's a really neat, it's in San Francisco, L.A. They're just trying to get into Tucson. So we're going to give a lot of free rides. Smartphone-based
rides. This where someone comes over and picks you up in their own car?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I've heard about that. It's really cool.
It is awesome. I have used it so many times. Yeah. It is fantastic.
Are you saying you need to use it so many times?
It's cold outside, and I don't want to ride my bike home.
Okay.
FYI, we looked at the weather this year, and it looks great. I mean, my band, the Zsa Zsas, played in 2010 when it dropped to 19 degrees for New Year's, and it was horrendous. That's going to be about 45 degrees out there at midnight. So the indoor, outdoor, we have the whole place hopping. Downtown's going to be jumping.
Now, wait a second. So if I buy a ticket to your event, I can go to all of the things that are happening
here? If you get the VIP ticket, which includes a hosted bar and the carving station, food, seafood, the whole thing, you can go to all three. And that's the only thing you get. The thing you get extra with that is the Harlem Jazz Club. Now, for only $25, you get the CBGBs and the whole plaza thing, the champagne toast, the whole disco. You get the whole run of place. The VIP gets you the extra little special room, too.
So it's like the Village Vanguard room.
Yeah, it's the Village Vanguard room. It's really cool.
And how much is the VIP ticket?
$125. And it's almost...
That's a
heck
of a deal.
You get dinner and drink.
Bar?
Yeah, I mean, it's a steal. It's an absolute steal. And people will figure that out. And we haven't raised the price just because I'm too lazy and I can't figure out economics very well.
Numbers.
Yeah, but it's a good deal. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Yeah. How many VIP tickets are available?
Only 100.
That's it?
Yeah, we only give out 100. We're closing them and sell out. Those go first, and they're just about sold out. And everyone buys late here except for this one ticket for New Year's here. They sell out every year.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow, that is great.
Yeah. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Well, the great thing is, even if you can't get in, you'll see this craned up giant disco ball rotating around, giving everyone epileptic seizures downtown all night long. it'll be awesome.
Yeah, that's great. That's more reason to come.
Come down and get a seizure.
That's going to be our new tagline for New Year's.
Hotel Congress, where you can get a seizure. Yeah, I like that. That's awesome.
It'll be
How long
fun.
Have you been working here at Hotel Congress?
I started in 96, so a long time. Opened up a cyber cafe over here.
Remember the
first one on the side of the Mississippi.
Really?
Put a finger on the pulse. Remember your AOL CDs and your CompuServe addresses?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's right.
That was you sending that stuff out?
Yeah, that's what we were doing.
Filling up my mailbox with that stuff. Jeez.
You've got mail.
and when did you connect to the...
Well, I'm an active musician, too. So I went on tour, went away, and then they lured me back in to... Actually, the owner actually asked me to pick out the wine list because I'm a wine guy. And I never got to do that. But since then, I've been booking bands and doing all that stuff. It's made sense, and it's been a nice relationship. It's the best job in town, far and away.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And who have you got booked so later this month, later in January?
Hold on a second. Are the Zsa Zsas playing?
No, we're not going to do New Year's. We almost did. We're not going to. We have the Talking Heads band. We have the disco DJs, and we have the jazz band.
That's a lot.
It's a ton of stuff. We have three venues in one that night. It's really, really fun.
All right. And what else is coming here to Congress?
Well, I mean, we have a lot of stuff. I mean, we're gearing up for Dillinger Days, of course. Can I talk about that?
Absolutely.
It's the 80th anniversary of the capture of Dillinger this year. It's a big deal. It's going to be the biggest event we ever had. It's January 24th and 25th. A big charitable fundraiser the night before on the Friday of the Friday for the Southern Arizona Greater Fire Foundation. And then the next free day with all the great reenactments. We're actually including the courthouse in one of the reenactments this year. Is a walking tour. They're going to go down the old courthouse before they close it down, which is the actual room where Dillinger was arraigned, and really a lot of neat stuff. We have magic show, a lot of more extra stuff. The whole street's involved. There'll be vintage cars running up in El Congress, Buffalo Exchange, Hydra, a lot of other places are getting involved down the street, Chicago store. It's going to be a neat downtown day. So
how do you cast for the Dillinger Days?
It's already cast. The guys have been doing this little Dillinger reenactment for years, and we don't change them out because they're perfect. Dillinger's getting a little long on the tooth, but I mean...
Hey, he's what, about 90 now?
Yeah, the original one, right.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, and it's a great community event. We love doing it. So,
any other fun things going on down here?
Well, getting up for Gem Show 2 is coming up right around the corner, and we're actually, our big concert this year, I think, is going to be Sir Mix-a-Lot hosting a twerk contest, which will be the nice thing we're doing for all the fine people of Tucson as well.
What kind of a contest?
A twerk contest.
Sir Mix-a-Lot doing a twerk contest.
Don't you? Does that make sense?
No, first of all, I thought you said a pork contest.
This is not the April Fool's Day show.
No, this is we're really going to do it, and I think he's agreed to be the host for this Tucson Twerk Championship.
Come on, that's hilarious.
Right? That's what we thought. I mean, sort of high and low culture here, join hands. So, I'll book it all.
Which is the high culture on that Sir Mix-a-Lot deal?
Well, that's not really part of it.
So if folks want to come down to the property, you guys got a couple of restaurants here.
We have restaurants in the Maynards and the New Market across the street. It's, you know, as you know, and as Caitlin's probably done, downtown's just happening now, and there's so much great stuff. And our synergy with the Rialto Theater and all the activities and events we put on has just been phenomenal. So right now is the time. Just get down here, plenty of parking, and don't wait for the light rail. Just come on in.
Yeah, actually, I saw the light rail cruising around today.
Really?
Yeah.
Anybody on it?
No. Well, the driver.
You know, I don't know if you noticed, they put sandbags in so they're testing it for full weight, you know, full capacity. So they've been putting sandbags in all the seats.
Fred, that sounds like a show.
No, it sounds like a job. We could be sandbags.
You could be a sandbag.
Live remote from the light rail.
Yeah, light rail remote.
We'll interview the sandbags.
Yeah, that would be great. Caitlin, you got to get us on the light rail before that thing starts. We'll do a little show from.
I'll make some phone calls, see what I can do.
All right. Yeah. Well, that sounds like tons and tons of fun stuff going on downtown.
Yes.
We've got, so folks, put on your party hat and shoes and get downtown, because it sounds like there's lots and lots and lots of stuff going on. And if you want more information on what's going on downtown, go to the Downtown Tucson Partnership website at
downtowntucson.org
and see all the fun stuff that's happening here in the old Pueblo downtown.
Or go to fredandjeff.com and we'll have things listed as well.
Yeah, so if you can't make it downtown, because I'm sure there are plenty of other fun things to do, but it sounds like downtown's the place to be for the last of 2013. Yep. All right.
So we have, we have lots of stuff in our closets to give away.
Yeah. What do you want to give away, Fred?
Well, we have. Do we have any PETA Jungle cards?
No, we're out. Okay. We gotta call PETA Jungle and get some more. Seriously, so, those went fast.
So we have
those in the gift certificates to 1702 Craft Pizza and Beer. Oh, we got one of those left.
We have 1702. We have flowers from Mayfield. Should we just maybe do a package deal?
Well, let's do this. Maybe we can twist Sir Slutzalot's arm and get a couple of tickets for folks to come down here downtown. So two of the $25 tickets to come to the Hotel Congress for
New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve. So let's give two of those away.
Yeah, we can do two as well.
Oh, and the Lucha Libre. Two for that. All right. So, so the first person to friendjeff.com.
Well, it's going to be we'll give all these away individually?
Yeah, absolutely. Give them all away.
So let's do like the dichotomy of a dozen roses and the wrestling.
Yes.
So we'll do a dozen roses and wrestling tickets for the first person to email me, Fred, at fredandjeff.com, and tell us your New Year's resolution.
Very good.
And we'll broadcast it on the air next week.
And then the two tickets to Club Congress, or to Congress Hotel.
And gift certificate 1702, Craft Pizza and Beer, for the second person who sends us their resolution.
Excellent. Right, Fred? It's been a good year.
It has been a good year.
Yeah, a lot of fun things going on here in Tucson. And again, we haven't even scratched the surface. Meeting our neighbors, all the folks that make Tucson a great place to live.
Yeah, it's perfect. And this year's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of added things on the website, having more news stories, Lauren coming in.
Having Lauren coming on, going out there and reporting from all the different events. So, folks, if you have an event and maybe you want Lauren to come out and check out your event and report back to everybody that listens to the show and the podcast, let us know. And if there's somebody out there that you think is making Tucson a great place to live, let us know about them, too, because we would be more than happy to interview them.
All right, so have a blessed 2014 and a safe New Year's Eve.
Happy New Year, Fred.
Happy New Year, Jeff.
And Happy New Year, Mom and Dad. Thanks for listening. See you all next week here on Fred and Jeff Show.